Okay, we're going to learn the seventh piece in Kedushas Levi and Parshas Akev. This is a beautiful piece, and one of my favorite parts of this piece is that within the Torah itself, you see so much of the tzaddik. You see how, you know, the stories that we heard of the Kedushas Levi, I mean, this is mamish what he's giving over to us. So obviously, we learn a lot from the tzaddik's words, but we learn even more from when we see a tzaddik and how they act and their ma'asim, and there's just a lot of stories, an abundance of stories about the passion of the Kedushas Levi, especially when he was longing to do mitzvos. So this piece is about longing to do mitzvos. And we'll share a story or two about the Kedushas Levi and his longing to fulfill mitzvos. That being said, it's important that we long to do mitzvos that we're not able to perform. Right? Like nowadays, there are many mitzvos we're not able to perform as a result of not having the Beis HaMikdash. Even if there was a Beis HaMikdash, there'd be mitzvos that not every single person could do. Not everyone's a Kohen or a Levi Yisrael. So it would be important that we long to perform mitzvos, even that we're not able to do. But even mitzvos we are able to do, it's important that we don't just build a sukkah, but that we're excited and we're longing to build a sukkah when sukkah is coming around. It's important that we don't just daven, but that we're longing and excited to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to deepen our connection with Him. So the story goes that after Yontiv, after, I don't know, maybe it was Sukkot, I'm not sure, maybe it was Pesach, but Kedushas Levi hadn't brought on tefillin, right, and it's been a week already. He hasn't put on tefillin because we don't put on tefillin during Chag. We don't put on, many of us don't put on tefillin during Chol Hamoed. And he was waiting and waiting. And so most of us after a week, you know, maybe some people feel it. They feel like they missed tefillin. Be nice to put on again. Some people feel like, it's so nice not having to put on tefillin. Chos v'shalom. But to be truly mitzvah, to truly be excited and longing to perform this mitzvah. Because it's just leaving, they would say, would stay up all night. And he was waiting. He was waiting for the time for the tefillin, to put on his tefillin to come. And he was so excited for it that when the time came, he didn't even think of opening his cabinet, right, to get his tefillin. But the man, he just punched right through the glass to grab his tefillin. An act of passion. An act of passion. There's no room to start contemplating, oh, okay, I have to go get this. I have to open this. Ava milkal kelis is ashura. Right? Love, it just destroys typical logic. Right? Straightforward thinking. When you're in love with someone, you see someone who's in love with another person, they could be so far apart. You'd be different parts of the world. It doesn't make sense. You're having a relationship. Ava makakel, sure. When there's true love, you can't start reasoning with a person. The love and the anticipation and the longing that the Kedushas Levi had to perform mitzvos was something that couldn't be argued with. And all the tzaddikim knew this. Of course, there's a famous story with Rav Baruch of Mezhebush. We're not going to go into it now. We'll start the piece. Kol ha-mitzvah asher nachim mitzavcho hayom tishmarun la'asot. Right, the pasuk is speaking about all the mitzvos that were instructed, so we have to fulfill them. And when we fulfill them, so Hashem will give us a long life on our land. Ha-klal hu. Afilu im adam einu yichol l'kayim kol ha-mitzvos, ha-hinu mitzvot tzatzal elohim ba'aretz. There are times when a person is not able to fulfill all the mitzvos, such as if a person is not in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not able to fulfill the mitzvos that are taloy on the land. Yitzapi l'kayim ha-mitzvos. They have to long to fulfill the mitzvos. Va'al yidei zeh, shem esapi zoche l'kayim. And through longing, Hashem will make bezrat Hashem, He'll give us the schus, He'll give us the merit to actually be able to perform these mitzvos. Right? We know that Hashem leads a person the direction they want to go. Many people long at times to do things that are not good for their neshama. And Hashem allows them to choose that path. And the same thing, obviously, all the more so when we want to do something good. Hashem will open the gates for us to be able to do good. V'zehu ha-rem es kol ha-mitzvah. Asher nachim mitzavcha hayom tishmerun la'asot. Klomer titzapel la'asot ha-mitzvot tatzaloyim ba'aretz. The Kedushas Levi is teaching us, this is the lashon of the pasuk. There's a lashon of shamor. And we know shamor, it's not just enough to do something, but we have to be longing to do it, anticipating, exciting to do it. And he says when a person longs to be able to fill the mitzvos that are dependent upon the land of Eretz Yisrael, and that way he fulfills some of his responsibility. But we're not always able to fulfill all the mitzvos. Right, we know that on some level by speaking about the karbanos in the morning and davening about the karbanos, we fulfill the karbanos, right? Through longing to fulfill mitzvos, Hashem makes it at times that we're able to actually fulfill the commandment. V'loshon tishmerun miloshon v'aviv shamor sadaver. Loshon mitzape. Then when Yaakov Avinu heard the dreams of Yosef, he didn't just hear the dreams, but he anticipated that they would come true. He anticipated that. It wasn't like the brothers that got upset, but he was excited for them to come true. He longed for that. Urvitem vatem v'yirishtem es ha'aretz. So through this we'll come to inherit the land. Through longing to connect to the land, through longing to perform the mitzvahs of the land, Hashem will make it that we return to the land. We see by Eretz Yisrael specifically, there's such an inyan of longing to be connected to the land. We see by Moshe Rabbeinu. We see, obviously, the stories about Rabbi Nachman, Rav Kook. I mean, by so many of the tzaddikim, there's just, throughout history, there's just been so many maestros of them longing to connect to the land. And it's important by Eretz Yisrael, whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, and like we said, even mitzvahs you're able to perform, we still have to be longing for them. Even if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael and they're able to fulfill some of the mitzvahs that are connected to the land, obviously there's still many more mitzvahs we can't fulfill at this moment. To be longing to perform those, but also just to be longing in a sense of even when you have something, you still long to be connected to it in a really deep way. And those who are not yet blessed to be in Eretz Yisrael, so of course, it needs to be longing. There needs to be longing to actually live here. There needs to be longing to be able to perform the mitzvahs that are connected to the land that one may not be able to perform at this moment where they're living. And if a person truly longs to be connected to the land, and they truly long to dwell in the land, so with Hashem's help, they'll be able to fulfill those mitzvahs. Obviously, longing is important in terms of mitzvahs teloyos ba'aretz, but it's important in terms of all mitzvahs. To long be able to help another person, right? There's a story I just heard recently about Rav Freifeld. Right? Rav Freifeld, when he was a student, when he was a bacher in Yeshivas Chaim Berlin, and he was in the base medrash late at night, and a student came. He came to switch to the yeshiva, and he took many buses and trains, and by the time he got there, it was the middle of the night. And he came to the base medrash, and the only person he saw there was Rav Freifeld. Rav Freifeld was the last guy in the base medrash. So he walks up to Rav Freifeld, again, who at this time is a bacher, and Rav Freifeld gives him a tremendous shalom aleichem, and he says, oh, please, you know, what's your name? Please come sit. And he gets him some food. And after he gets him some food, he says, okay, so I'm sure, like, you're exhausted. Here, I'm going to show you to the dorms, and we have a bed already ready for you. And he brings him to the dorms, and he gives him his own bed. Rav Freifeld gives this new student his own bed. Rav Freifeld, what's he going to do? So, he's in the base medrash the rest of the night, and the student sleeps in his bed. And in the morning, only in the morning, he realizes that he took Rav Freifeld's bed. That opportunity to perform chesed like that only happens when a person's mitzap, a person's looking out, how can I help another person? What does this person need, even beyond what they're saying? Even beyond what they're saying, what do they need? How can I make their stay easier? Obviously, a little bit of a different Rav Shlomo Karbach. There's stories about him walking in the street saying, I haven't yet performed the chesed today. I haven't yet performed the amount of chesedim I'd like to today. Please, Hashem, help me find somebody who I'm able to give some chizik to, I'm able to give some help to, who I can be there for. When someone's truly in love, they're peering, they're peeking, they're trying to find out where's an opportunity to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, where's an opportunity to help another person. Show me another one of these, another one of the faces of Torah that I can connect to. Another one of the Shivim Panim, another one. And obviously, for a lot of us, this could be a hard mindset, right? Because doing the mitzvot itself are hard. Forget about longing to perform them. Right? For some people, it's hard enough to enjoy tefillah, belonging to Davin, it may seem like this is so out of my reach, right? For some of us, it's difficult to put everything we can into learning, right? It's enough of a challenge to have a positive perspective and really enjoy the Torah learning, but to long to be able to learn Torah, right? In some ways, it's like, okay, if somebody comes to my door and they need help, I'm willing to help them, or if someone reaches out and they ask me, I'm willing to help them, but to long to be able to help another person, this sounds, in some ways, and maybe it's beyond us. Maybe it's beyond some of us. Maybe it's too far. Maybe we just need to focus on doing what comes in front of us, not longing to perform more. But the reality is that it's an incorrect mindset. It's incorrect because when we long to do something, even if it's something that, maybe it's difficult for us to perform, but when we're able to work on our perspective to actually long to perform mitzvos, when the mitzvos come in front of us, we have a much greater appreciation for them. It's actually easier for us to enjoy the mitzvos. It's easier for us to connect to the mitzvos. It's easier for us to see the beauty in all the mitzvos. Because when the mindset goes from something that I'm dreading, or something I'm not excited for, or something that's a burden to, let me just change my mindset and say, now I'm excited for it. Let me look forward to it a little bit more. Let me prepare for it a little bit more. It's not just changing the pre-performance of a mitzvah, it's also changing our performance of the mitzvah itself. Right? It allows us to put a lot more effort into it. It allows us to put a lot more energy, preparation, excitement. Because it's something now that we're able to do that we've been waiting to do. When we work on this mindset, it goes from, wow, I have to go to tefillah, I have to daven, to what would the other nations of the world do if they would have the opportunity like we do to go 3 times a day with a unit of people and be mechazek ourselves together, what we believe in, to be mechazek our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu as a team, as a nation. What would people in our nation do if they understood the pnimius of what goes on in tefillah? If we took a few seconds before we're osik in housework and preparing for Shabbos Kodesh, right? Instead of saying this is a burden, something that I have to do, something that's a responsibility, something that falls onto me, but instead say, wow, let my perception try and be. Of course it's difficult, and all these things are not natural, per se, but when we work on it, it becomes a lot easier. But if we could work on the mindset to say, wait, how many people wish that they had a house that they would be able to clean? How many people wish that they had Shabbos Kodesh like we do? They would do anything to have Shabbos Kodesh. They might not know that, or they might, but the fact that we have Shabbos Kodesh and we have a house, and because of that we need to get ready, and we need to cook, and we need to clean, we get ready for it. It's the greatest bracha in the world. It's being mitzapeh for Shabbos Kodesh, being excited, I'm longing to be able to prepare for Shabbos, I'm longing to be able to have Shabbos Kodesh in my house. And of course this is all easier said than done. But that's what the vote is all about. That's what we're here for. We're here to work on ourselves. We're here to try and take the perspective of tzaddikim and work to make it real to us. To work as hard as it is, to try on our level, to be mitzapeh, to look out for other people, to look out for an opportunity to serve Hashem. B'shus, our efforts, Hashem should bless us. Even if we don't have efforts, even if we don't put in the effort, Hashem should bless us, that we should be zocher to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash from here, Be'aminu. Shabbat Shalom.